All right, so I'm joined on the line by Melanie Morin, a fire information officer with the SOPFE, Quebec's Forest Firefighting Agency, to discuss the ban on open fires that recently came into effect. Melanie, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not so bad, not so bad. So there's currently a fire ban on. Could you explain a little bit about what the conditions are and what you advise here for residents in this area?
The fire danger index throughout the province has been very high in the last few days, became extreme over the weekend, and is forecasted to remain extreme at least till the end of the week. This caused the SOPFE, along with the ministry, to put in place an open-air fire ban. This has been in place since Sunday night, 7 o'clock, and includes the entire Outaouais and Pontiac area.
And generally speaking, how many consecutive days sort of without rain or with warm weather does it take for one of these bans to come into effect?
It's hard to quantify in a number of days. It depends also on the time of year. We may have, you know, several days of warm, hot heat wave in July or August, but there's a very high level of humidity, and there may have been a lot of rain previously. Right now, what is going on is that we have high temperatures for this time of year, very, very low relative humidity. It is really dry out. We've not had a lot of rain over the last week, and because it is springtime and not all the greenery is out across the province, it is perfect for creating tinder dry conditions in the forest.
And so far this year, I guess it'd be the spring so far, how many fires and what kind of size are we talking about here for the province?
Across Quebec, there have been 196 fires so far, whereas the average is usually 188, so we see that we're slightly above. For the number of hectares affected, 316, whereas the average is usually 185. However, that don't think tells the entire picture. A lot of that has been just in the last week or so. And we had a very slow start to the season. April, as everyone can remember, was very wet and rainy. A lot of people were dealing with flooding. However, the last week or so, spring-like and summer-like conditions have set in along with warm weather and dryness, and that's really what's fueling the vulnerability of our forests and all these forest fires that we're experiencing.
So you said it's quite significantly more as far as acreage there?
There is, yes, absolutely. It's been busy in the last few days. We've seen several larger fires throughout the province.
And as far as the Outaouais region itself goes, has it largely been avoided or...?
We've had a pretty quiet weekend, even up to yesterday. Today, we've had several calls where we've had to go out and help municipal firefighters. And again, all fires that were human-caused. So we ask people to adhere to the fire ban. There are no campfires, no cooking fires, no burn piles, no brush piles, no open flame that is wood-fed at the moment.
And if people are looking to find out more about this information, where exactly can they find you guys?
Our website has an interactive map with all the latest information. You can find the fires and our activity and all bans and where they are, supfer.qc.ca. As well, we're on most social media platforms.